Heat advisories and warnings from the National Weather Service were issued across much of the East Coast and Midwest this past week. Canadians have also been sweating it out. 21-year-old civil engineering student Jeff Milburn decided that he wasn't going to take the heat of his student housing anymore, so he created a makeshift air conditioner from a garbage can, a fan, and some copper tubing. He calls it Homebrew AC, and he's posted instructions and photos on his website. Mr. Milburn joins us from his house in Waterloo, Ontario. Mr. Milburn, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
How hot is it there, sir?
Well, right now it's actually not that bad. It's cooled off a little bit, but when I made the air conditioner last weekend, it was a little bit ridiculous. 30 degrees Celsius. I'm not sure what that works out to Fahrenheit. But
it's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, 86 degrees it is. And I was talking with my friend Paul, and we were discussing we're engineers. I mean, we might as well build something when there's a problem arising. So we thought about some sort of makeshift air conditioning. And what we basically decided to do is a heat exchanger. You have copper tubing along the back of a fan, mm-hmm. Fed by cold water, draining out the window, and it cools off a room in, I'd say, 15 minutes to about half an hour, and lasts for maybe 1 to 3 hours, depending on how fast, basically how big your garbage can is and how fast the water flows through.
Oh, how cool does it make it?
Well, it takes a room at about 30 degrees Celsius, and we'll bring it down to maybe 22, 23, a little bit above room temperature.
Yeah, that's 72 or 73 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, perfect.
How much would it cost to make?
$23 Canadian, which Canadian dollar jokes aside is not that bad.
Hey, have you gotten first-person accounts from people who've built the unit?
Well, you know what? I've got a lot of emails from a lot of different people, and it's really interesting because everybody puts their own little spin on it, which is really cool, I think. I got an email from one guy who actually was thinking of building a closed circuit system with dry ice and antifreeze through it. And I've been getting emails from all over the place. A guy in Brazil that wants to build it and says if it works here, it'll work anywhere. To be honest, this is a lot more attention than I expected. I can't complain.
I'm guessing, but like by the end of the week, you've spent as much on your homebrew air conditioner as it would cost to go into, God forbid, a convenience store and buy an air conditioner for $125.
Yeah, I mean, that criticism has been levied, but my response to that is, then again, you don't get to build anything. And that was half the fun of it for me, was to just see if it works. So, hey.
Mr. Milburn, I must say, it sounds like you have a brilliant career in engineering ahead of you.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Nice talking to you.
Absolutely. It was very nice talking to you, Scott.
And stay cool this summer.
Oh, will do. Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Jeff Milburn in Waterloo, Ontario. And for more about his homebrew air conditioning and photos, you can come to our website, npr.org.